March of the Turaway, Northwest London, Thursday, 6th of Nisan, 7th of April, Rabbi Amram Nemeth, Shlita, Mezuzah and Seder Night. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by Family Silver, Nishmas B'nai B'chura, Rech Chosid, Nisan Moshe, Shrela Brocho, Ben Yibud L'chaim Tovim Yidin, David Michal HaKoner, Yohan Nolad, who was born on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Sure, this is my father, my shvoga, and my two little boys at the back too. Just to carry on, we kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. We discussed that, I think, in November, that Yosef already kept Shabbos in Mitzrayim. I don't remember all the Makairos, but the Vav then was that the only way that he had the choice whether to keep the whole Torah or not, it was going with the Ramban, that outside Eretz Yisrael, you weren't necessarily mechoyev to keep all the mitzvahs, especially before the Torah was given. And Yosef knew that the only way to make Ephraim and Manasseh survive in the Galus was to make sure they have a Shabbos once a week. That's what we discussed. So Shabbos Mitzrayim goes as far back as that. And we discussed also the Moshe, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came back from Midian to tell the Edom that he was going to be the Mashiach, he was going to save them, then once a week, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky quotes B'Shem the Medrash, they used to go to his house. And he's listened to Shiurim and Emunah, Tzadik Varale, happy to be that we're going to be the chosen people, look at the Mitzrayim, they're in charge, and we're below. And the classic Emunah questions they discussed, and when Tichpat Ha'avoyda Al-Anoshe, when the straw was taken away, and they had to collect the straw, the reason why they were so depressed, I think Rabbi Ramos said this as well, is because their Shabbos was gone. And their time they had with Moshe in his shul, or whatever he was doing, that was gone at that time. So that brings it full circle, really. But, the topic was Hilchas Mezuzah, and then Josh said you have to make it, to make it symmetrical with the other speakers of the week. It has to be related to Yom Tov. I'm not one to squeeze topics together. It's quite, so, but this is not a squeeze, I would hope. But you can judge that, I suppose, at the end of it. But I think it's extremely relevant, Mezuzah and Hilchas Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I think there's a strong connection. What we're going to do today is discuss the reasons for mezuzah and the reasons for the blood on the mezuzah's habayis, as we lay into Parshas HaChodesh, which I'll explain. And I'm going to give a subtle difference, which makes maybe a big difference. So, this came into my mind when I was listening to Parshas HaChodesh and doing the Haftorah last week. We lay in Parshas HaChodesh. And Parshas HaChodesh discusses Makas B'chayrus, and what will happen in Makas B'chayrus, and how Hashem will bring the Mashchis, the destroyer, to destroy the Bechorah of the Mitzrayim, and to save the Bechorahs of Klal Yisrael. And a lot of the parasha discusses the Korban Pesach, and how that will play a part in saving the Yidden and eventually bringing them out of Mitzrayim. Because they've got to take the sheep, and you've got to shech the sheep on the 14th. V'lochum min hadam, you take the blood from the Korban Pesach. Like we say, generally, the blood of Mila and Pesach is what saves us. V'nosnu ashtei ha-mezuzos v'al ha-mashkoi. And you put the blood onto the doorposts and onto the lintel. Al habatim asher yoichlu oiso bohem. On the houses that you'll eat in them. And already you see that the korban, what had to happen was you had to shech. And in order for Hashem to protect your house, you had to put the blood all over the doorposts and on the side. Outside or inside is a discussion, but the blood had to be there. And already Rashi hints to this connection between this and mezuzah, because Rashi says only the places where you would live. And if you didn't live in a place, if it was a base hatever, then it wouldn't need a mezuzah. Although that's discussed in Yom and Hilchas Mezuzah, many Amoraim are making, let's say, if it's a storage house, you don't need to have a mezuzah on it. Which is why in a bike shed, many people say you put up a mezuzah without a bracha, if you don't do any sort of living in there, you just store. That's already Rashi over here. V'loya mashke v'mezuzah sheva bayis. Alright, then when later on in the parasha, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'ayo hadam lachem la'ois al habatim, shall be a sign for you on the houses, asher atin sham that you're there, V'ra'isi es hadam, and I'll see the blood of fasachti aleichem, and I'll pass over you, that's Pesach, V'layiv ha'negev the mashchis, that we know destroy or plague, ba'akosi ba'aretz Mitzrayim. So the protecting, what will protect you? And Makas Bechoros will be the blood. Alright. That's Makas Bechoros, and that's the essence of Pesach. It's interesting, I don't know an answer to this, that there's not much connection in Mezuzah to Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have Tefillin, right? We have the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have Tzitzis, which is in the same parsha. You have Kiddush. So many mitzvahs which build on our emunah, like the Ramban says, have a connection directly to Yetzias Mitzrayim when Hashem revealed Himself to the world. Not mezuzah, even though it played a big part in the story, as we'll see. That's an interesting point. That's not today's talk. All right. So that's Parshas HaChodesh. That's what we learned last week. That's Makas B'chayres, the blood on the lintel and on the doorposts. It looks similar to Hilchos Mezuzah in that you would only put the blood on places where you would live and not places where you would store if you're living in Mitzrayim at the time of Makas B'chayres. Now the Mechilta in Parshas Boy, I think it's Perikid Beis, says B'haloi Dvarim Kal V'chayme U'ma'im Dam Pesach Mitzrayim HaKal. If already the blood of Mitzrayim, She'ena Ela L'Shah, which was only a temporary protection, Ve'ena Noiv B'Yoyim of a Laila, and was irrelevant for day and for night, it was for the night, Ve'ena Noiv V'Doyrus, and it's irrelevant now if you put blood on your doorposts on Pesach night, then you're not doing anything. Ne'ma Bo'Vela Yitzin HaMashchis, it still says that the destroyer won't destroy you. Mezuzah, said the Mechilta, She'hi Chamura, which is stricter, or more intense. Sheyesh for Asara Shemus Miyuchadim, as Hashem's name many times. V'noy Heges b'yom v'layla, and it's relevant to day and night. V'noy Heges the Doros, and it's relevant to generations. Al Achas Kama v'Kama Shloyitim Hamashkes. How much more could we say that mezuzah would protect us from any destroying or mazikin or demons or anything coming into our house? So that's the Mechilta already in Parshas Boy, as if to say that the blood they put on the doorpost and the lintel of Mitzrayim was a forerunner for the mitzvah of mezuzah. The word in the pasuk is mezuzah sabayis, as if this was the first time that Hashem was revealing that if you want protection in your house, then you've got to put something on the doorpost that reminds you of me, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think to summarize the Mechilta was you have the blood of Mitzrayim, you have the mezuzah for the generations, and the blood of Mitzrayim was a forerunner, was an introduction, it was the first time that the Yidden were introduced to such a concept. It's a kal v'chomer, if already the blood protects, which is a very temporal kind of protection. It's relevant to a certain time. It's relevant to a certain time of day or night. And still it protects. How much more to something that you put on your house that Hashem will protect you? And that's the connection between mezuzah and the Yetzias Mitzrayim. All right. Similarly, we call it Leil Shemur in the Pasuk. We open the door for Eliyahu HaNavi. We also open the doors to let people in. Sorry, to show that we're not scared of any destroying elements. I once heard that someone asked Rav Steinman, there was a terrible attack in the hotel in Eretz Yisrael a number of years ago, and how could it be if it was Leil Shemurim?
20 years ago.
It was like 20 years ago, people were attacked so badly. And he said that Leil Shemurim does mean mashchisim and like sort of destroying the mazikin, things that we say Krishma la metaphor, doesn't necessarily mean people who would destroy. That's how he answered the question. That's just an interesting fact. But we open the door on Seder night. And one of my first memories is that you don't say a full Krishma. You go to sleep with just Shema and maybe Hamapel, but not all the Pesukim that you're meant to say in Krishma la mita. Because Hashem, mainly that's for the Gemara in Brachas tells us it's for mazikin. And Leil Shemurim, it's a night that Hashem, we historically put the blood on the doorpost to protect, and we're living in that same protection to an extent now, or to remember that, or to feel that, or to help us look forward to the Ge'ula. It's Leil Shemurim Lashem. So the mezuzah protects us, and the blood protected us. But it's not simple at all that anything protects us. So I just want to share with you a few Amarei Chazal, bring with you the Halacha and Hilchos Mezuzah, and see if this all fits in as beautifully as it does now. There's a famous story with Unklus. Unklus was a ger, and the emperor sent him many messengers of people to come and try and bring him back. And every time, the Gemara says, as we know, he convinced them. And one of the stories were with the mezuzah. They promised their boss, the emperor, they wouldn't speak to Unklus. But Unklus was clever. When they came out, Oisib Yodei Aleh, he put his hand on the mezuzah. Va'amaluhu, and he said to them, my high, what is this? So Amrei, they said back to him, Eim olam atz, you tell us what it is. Why are you asking us what it is? Amrei, he said to them, Min hoga shaloylam, melech basav adam yoshev bifnim, abadim hasham roysev libachutz. Normally, we protect the king, with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, avloim bifnim, we're his Avadim, v'hu meshamram mibachutz, and he protects us from outside with the mezuzah, shenemala, Hashem yishmor tzeischa v'yacha, me'ata v'ad oila. So we have such a beautiful Hashem that he protects us and he convinced them to be, you know, in order to make a move towards Yiddishkeit through the mezuzah. Look, Hashem, so to speak, is standing outside protecting all his avadim, all of Klal Yisrael who are inside. That's the story with Imklas. And there's many other sources in Chazal and in the Rishonim that seem to imply that the mezuzah protects us. And you put the mezuzah up to protect you. We check mezuzahs always. If something chas v'shalom bad has happened, or many of us have the minhag to, it's not necessarily you can't presume a mezuzah is kasher. We check mezuzah, I always imagined before I learned this, is there to protect you. But the Rambam says that's a minhag shtus. And I'll read you the lashon of the Rambam, because we're going to discuss that for the next 15 minutes. It's the minhag shtus, I'll explain very clearer in a minute, to believe that you put the mezuzah up to protect you. It's a minhag shtus to believe that the mezuzah, even though we've just seen that the blood was the forerunner of the mezuzah, and the blood protected from the mashkis, and on Seder night we open the door because we don't mind as mashkisim, and the mezuzah is doing the same thing, generally speaking, is protecting us. You can ask all these amudah questions, which I always get asked, where it's not true, something bad happened. We could have another share on that as to how that works exactly. It's not something you could see clearly. If so, everyone would believe in Hashem, there'd be no test of anything. Your Abeira can obviously ruin it, and what the protection is, like Rav Steinman discussed. But let's leave that, if those questions are coming into your head. But let me read to you the Rambam. In Perek Hei, Mehilcha Sefer Torah. Minat Pashat, Shekois V'nal HaMazuz Mibachutz Kenegad HaRevach Shmei Parsha LaParsha Shakai. We write, not actually on the mezuzah case, we do that as well, but on the inside of the mezuzah, we write Hashem's name. Shoymed Lasos Yisrael, the Ramah says it could stand for. Hashem protects the doors of Klal Yisrael. Ve'ein b'zeh hefzer, this is not a bad thing to do, it's no loss. Nefishum mibachot, because it's on the outside of the mezuzah, it's not on the inside where you write Shema Yisrael and the two parshias. Avol eilu shekoysim mibifnim, Shemas hamalachim and Shemas kudoshim. These people who write names of malachim or other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Pasuk, or Chasomais, or letters, as we have at the bottom of our mezuzahs, which stand for something more Kabbalistic. Harihein b'chlam nishem eilem chelek la'olam haba. They have no portion in the world to come. So to your point, she'elu hatipshim, for these stupid people, lo yidaylem shebitlu ha-mitzvah, not only have they nullified mezuzah, ela sha'osu mitzvah gedoyla. They've taken a great mitzvah, shehi, which is Yichud Hashem shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu va'ahavasoi va'avoidosoi. A reminder of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact that we are avodim to Him, and we're here in this world to do mitzvahs. Ke'iluhu kema shel hanias asman, like a kamiya, like something we shall use to protect themselves. K'moy sha'olah halibam asoch, like these fools think, shezehu dova mani v'hav le'olim, this is a stupid thing to do. Mezuzah is not there for a protection, and mezuzah is there to remind you of Hashem. A mezuzah is there, so when you look at the door, when you kiss the mezuzah, when your children kiss the mezuzah, we realize that we're not here forever, we're not here as goyim, simple, we're here to do mitzvahs. And Rabbi Chaim Yitzchak Greenblatt told me that the, I don't know if anyone remembers, the old Gated Rav, Rabbi Rakov, used to have on his doorpost the next Rambam, which explains this in much more detail, that when a person looks on the mezuzah, v'yizkor ahavasa, he remembers his love for Hashem, and he realizes how short term this world is, don't run after money and all these physical kind of pleasures. There's nothing else but a Kodesh Baruch Hu forevermore, so don't do any Averas. The purpose of the world is to know Hashem and to learn the Torah, and that's what the Rav used to have on his door. So this looks like it's not a protection. It's a reminder. It's a mitzvah in the Torah that on every door of your house that you're living in or doing anything that is called living, like washing or anything like that, always on the door, you'll see Hashem. And the Gemara says we have a milah and we have tzitzis and tefillin, and together with the mezuzah, that will keep you in a constant framework of avodas Hashem. You won't get to do averas. And that's what the Rambam says, which seemingly is nothing like we just understood. There's the protection of the blood, the protection of the mezuzah, and most people that I speak to understand the mezuzah is there to protect you from anything harmful. And the Rambam says that that's a minik shtus. And
Wait, why
can't it be both? Alright, so we'll come to that. Yeah. I'll just prove that. That's what Ramosha said, just bear with me a second. Yeah. No, I'll come, so that's exactly my point. There was a question here that maybe it could be both, and that's what we're going to discuss, how the mezuzah is an element of both, and even the Rambam would agree that it's both. But if you've lost me till now, you've got the blood, you've got protection, there's little protection. The Rambam says it's not a protection. It's very, you know, people call it a rational kind of mitzvah, right? It's something that just reminds you of Hashem. It's not doing anything for you when you're putting it up on the door. All the mazikim are not waiting there because the mezuzah's there. That's how he seems to understand. Which is not, I think it puts off many people. I think we feel comforted the mezuzah's on the door, we feel more protected than the goyish house. And just to hear that it doesn't protect you is not very encouraging.
And then, same time, I think that's a feeling. Doing it just to recognize the question.
Yeah, maybe, but as we'll see, there are many. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, for sure. It's definitely put in the same group of mitzvahs as tefillin. Like we said before, the Gemara, I think it's in your mouth, I don't remember where. All right. Although that's discussed, the Yireyim says it's there to protect you. Rashi and Pesachim and Daf Dalet, when he's discussing whether if you're renting a house, whether you would need to search for chametz, Rashi seems to imply that it's there completely for protection. Halakhically, we seem to go like the Rambam. And the Tor, you know, I think it's Reish Pei Hei and Hilchos Mezuzah, seem to pass that you don't put up a mezuzah to protect you. You put up a mezuzah because Hashem commanded you in Kriya Shema in the Torah to put up a mezuzah to remind you of Him. Whether He protects you afterwards, maybe, but that's definitely not your intent. And for many people, the Rambam, obviously in the Rambam's time, it was prevalent, right? We're taking this thing, that the kamir that will protect us like we hang around our necks, and we're putting it on the door, and our whole house becomes holy, and nothing will ever happen to us bad, or at least it'll be lessened or measured. And the Rambam's saying that's not what it is. And the Torah passing is the halacha, even though they're a chalkin. You put it up because this is a mitzvah Hashem, not because I'm now protecting my children and my wife, and me as well, and my money and everything. It's a mitzvah Hashem. And afterwards, hopefully Hashem will reward me for it. And that's the halacha. Now, how are we going to answer all of this? Unklus was put up for protection. So Unklus was maybe doing some kiruv. He was trying, you know, to make everything sound very good so people would become Jewish. And afterwards, you know, people find out the real story. Maybe it's harder for them. But at least, but that's also, there's a truth to that too, because Avodas Hashem is something true. So it may be confusing for people. So he was just telling them, you know, Hashem protects. Putting it in a beautiful package for them. And maybe they would suffer when they actually learned the Gemara, if they would. But it's interesting because there are, if you look through Chazal, Hilchos Mezuzah, it's clear that you've got to put it on the outer part of the house, so your whole house is protected, and just as you come in. It's clear from Chazal and from the first Mechilta that we saw this morning, that the forerunner for Mezuzah was blood of protection. How could you tell me, how could the Rambam say it, how could the Torah say it, how could everyone say it? It's just there to remind you of Hashem and nullify this whole understanding that is there to protect us. So, the Igros Moshe, or Moshe Feinstein in Yerideya, in Kufmem Aleph, Yerideya Chelet Beis, Kufmem Aleph, says that every person gets rewarded for doing a mitzvah. We say, Shluchei mitzvah eino nizakin. If you're on the way to do a mitzvah, then you don't get damaged. Although he says not everyone agrees with this, he proves from many places in Chazal that when you do a mitzvah, the reward comes from what the physical properties that you're doing the mitzvah with. That means the protection is very direct. He brings that the Ramach argues with this. And I forgot that the Kesef Mishnah asked this question on the Rambam. This is not my question at all. Everyone asked this question. I'm sorry, I missed out on that point. The question that we're asking, the mezuzah, we know from sources in Chazal is a protection. And the Rambam seems to say opposite to that, is asked by the Kesef Mishnah, the Ramach. And Rav Moshe addresses this as well, as he's going through Hilchos Mezuzah. And says Rav Moshe that if you do a mitzvah, Hashem will reward you for the mitzvah and give you schuyas for the mitzvah. But that's not general, it's very specific. You'll get rewarded in the same area that you did the mitzvah with, as in the common principle of midah keneged midah. Says Rav Moshe, you should put up the mezuzah according to the Rambam, just so that your house should be protected. Definitely, that's the reason why. Sorry, so you should do the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and Yichud Hashem. But even the Rambam would agree that once you've put that up, because you've done a mitzvah with your house will be protected because a mitzvah is done with it. And according to the understanding of Chazal, when you do a mitzvah with anything physical, with your house, with your body, with your clothes, that gets elevated, and the zechuyos and the merits and the benefits and the protection come through the mitzvah itself. So you put it up, Mezuzah, why am I doing this? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do it. I'm not putting up as a kamiyah. It's a mitzvah to do. At the back of my mind, of course I know that anything I do a mitzvah with, like you were saying before, I think that's what you meant, you're going to be protected for. The Gemara says, I don't recall exactly where it is, he quotes a Gemara that says that there were fruits that lost their taste once they were eaten batuma. I don't remember where the Gemara is, that they were much sweeter when they were eaten batara, when people's hands were pure. And says Rav Moshe, that's the source for this. You see, the fruits were directly related to the way people were annoying themselves with tumah and tara. And therefore, although the reason, halakhically, which is how we pass, the reason why you put a mezuzah is not as a kamiyah, the reason why you put it up is like the Rambam says, is to bring you feelings towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to remind you of his purpose in this world. Once you've put it up, it has the same rules as every other mitzvah. And every time you do a mitzvah with something physical, with your house, or with anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give extra zchuyos to that thing that you've done the mitzvah with. And in this instance, it's your house. And I think that the ongoing mitzvah is a discussion in itself. And I think it's serious, the Tram is exactly the same. And originally, you know, I looked at all the Ksav Kabbalah, it's a Rashi. Rashi says, hadam lachem lo'ois al habatim. The blood on the 15th, on the Pesach, asha'atim sham, v'ro'isi es adam, and I'll see the blood, or fasachti aleichem, I'll pass over you. V'lo yivachem negef l'mashches, there'll be no destroyer. Says Rashi, v'ro'isi es adam, hakol goli lefonov. HaKadosh Baruch has to see blood to know who's a Yerushalayim, who's a Yid. It's a famous Rashi. I'll see you doing a mitzvah, and that will protect you. The blood must have supernatural protection on the wall, according to Rashi. It's I'll see that even though halalu oydeh zarah, halalu oydeh avodah zarah. You know, there's a radical view of the Makkos, which if you go through the Pesukim, it looks like the HaKadosh Baruch Hu only spared Klal Yisrael for some of them. Only some of them does it say v'hifla and I'll separate. So the Ramban and other Rishonim understand that some of them he had to stress more than others, but obviously none even had any. You know, when they got blood, we learned when we were 4 years old, the Yid had the water and they had the blood. The Ibn Ezra has a radical view. The Ibn Ezra says that some of the makas the Yidin had as well. The blood affected the Yidin as well. The frogs affected the Yidin as well. Not the terrible ones like the wild animals. Now what's the reason for that? That's a pella. Like, maybe it's just that they should know how to feel. Maybe they were also over their mother's arm. Maybe they had to be punished as well a bit. Maybe they had it slightly in a lesser way, but maybe it was there. But the Eden and Kali saw one in a good situation. We forget this. They're on the Memtesh Shari Tuma. People were assimilated. The 4/5 stayed behind. They wanted to remain in the tribe, not go with HaKadosh Baruch in the desert. It was similar to what we're going through now. It wasn't so different. People couldn't. The promise to Avraham Avinu, the Rishbein Avsarim, was well back. People had given up. So how are you going to elevate yourself? I'm going to save you more than the Mitzrayim. How are you going to answer the Malachim when it comes to Kriyas Yamsuf? By doing a mitzvah, by taking the blood and putting it outside, showing the Mitzrayim that I'm not assimilated, I'm not part of the culture of the time, which was Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah with the sheep. I'm different. That itself will protect you, which is exactly the same as Mezuzah, and is exactly the same as the Mechilta. There's two understandings. Of course, there's an understanding the blood was some sort of ruchnistic protection. And you can see that in the Rishonim on the Pesukim. And of course the Urayim, and I think Rashi understands the mezuzah is the same. But halachically, the mainstream is the Rambam says, and the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch says, put a mezuzah because it's a mitzvah. After I've done a mitzvah, it's like any other mitzvah, Hashem will protect me. And if you look back to Yisrael Tzrayim, which is the forerunner, and the Mekorah, I think it's exactly the same. What does Rashi say? Don't put up blood, and Hashem will see the blood and move away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on in the B'leit Kol Adam. Well, the answer is, you have to elevate yourself in order to do a mitzvah and to show I'm separate from the mitzvah, and in that schuz, I'll protect you. In both cases, it's the mitzvah. And I'll just point out that, of course, when Moshe finished off the tshuva, that he believes in kamiyas. And he believes you can even take one as an extra protection. If you look in your mezuzahs, you should have at the bottom certain letters that are on the other side, which are not a problem with the Altoisif, that are there at the bottom to protect you. As long as it's not on the same side as the mezuzah, indicating that this mezuzah is there for protection, as long as it's separate from that, and you can see in Shakai's on the other side, and all the names of the Kabbalistic names are there, then it's mutter. And he believes you can take it around with you as a protection as well. And he says he brings tshuvas from the Rishonim, right, from the Maharil, although he doesn't agree with the Maharil, the people sent mezuzahs to non-Jewish people as a protection. There's a story with Rebbe. He sent to the I think it was the Persian king, a mezuzah to protect him. Says Rav Moshe, no one's arguing that if you have any psukim on any written on klaf lishma, that is a protection itself. That's not the hilchos mezuzah though. That's like any other pasuk or name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you can hang it around your neck as long as you double cover it. People have the custom to do that. You go to the bathroom, you have to be careful with mock and tumah. You can send one to a non-Jew, just be careful. They're going to look after it properly. Because that's why the Maharil was hesitant. But there are these elements there, but that's not mezuzah. Mezuzah is like the Rambam that the Gates of Rav had on his door, the old Gates of Rav. It's to remind you of loving Hashem, of avodim to Hashem. And that's the same with the Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. And we should be zoicha that in the merit of mezuzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be rewarded with long life for our children. There's plenty of makaris. The mezuzah protects us not only when we're in the house, when we're out the house as well. It protects our children for Yiras Shamayim and for us and for them. We should be zoicha this year to see the Geula. Thank you very much. Meir v'yameinu, amen. Thanks.